It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. In the 24 hours since the U.S. launched missiles at a Syrian airbase, the move has gotten mixed reviews from Texas lawmakers. Senator John Cornyn, who, like President Trump, is a Republican, told Fox News that he fully supports this as a show of strength against the Assad regime.
I think it was a welcome demonstration of America's commitment, but what comes next is harder. And so I look forward to the president's sending the appropriate notice and consultation with Congress so we can come up with a unified strategy to defeat and replace Assad.
Democrats were more critical about Trump launching the strike without consulting Congress. Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro talked with Texas Public Radio in his hometown of San Antonio.
And that if there's going to be any kind of consideration of further escalation, he should come to the Congress and work with the Congress to really come up with a comprehensive plan for what that looks like.
Castro went on to wonder whether the president's decision to strike is part of a larger military strategy with Syria. UT Dallas unveiled the winner of its first Richard Battelle Award in the arts today. The $150,000 prize, the richest arts award in Texas, will go to Peter Walker, one of the world's leading landscape architects. Arts enthusiast Margaret McDermott established the prize to honor Battelle, an arts professor at UTD. And Walker, the winner, also has a history with the university. He redesigned its campus. He also designed the garden of the Nasher Sculpture Center. Walker, who's based in California, says the award isn't really for him and that it's not false modesty.
It's a way of honoring the activity and of bringing people's attention to it. And Margaret's told me this is her intent. She thinks having the campus is a powerful message to people, but also the award. And that's what she's trying to do there. And I understand that that's more for the art of design than it is for me. I'm just a symbol of that.
The Battelle Award will be presented every 2 years to a major figure in literature, music, visual arts, or design. Walker will be in residency at UT Dallas next week, and he joins Chris Boyd for Think next Tuesday. You can tune in at noon. Listeners to Think Today got a peek at a different corner of the arts world. Bassem Youssef created the first ever openly political satire show in the Middle East. The show was considered the Daily Show of the Arab world and became the most popular TV show in Egypt's history. He talked with Chris Boyd about President Trump welcoming Egypt's president into the White House earlier this week.
Under Obama, the violations of human rights in Egypt weren't going away either. And this is not just Obama. Obama, Bush, Reagan, Clinton, whatever. Egypt was one of the biggest recipients of military aid, despite our human rights records. The only difference is that Obama wouldn't actually let him in the White House, and then Trump is letting him in the White House. America has a long history of supporting dictators, despite whatever they are doing to their people, turning the blind eye about their violation, because let's face it, what America as a superpower, what they care about is their invested interest, whether that interest was oil, was security measures, with military corporations, whatever it is. The only difference is like one administration will give Sisi the occasional slap on the wrist that really doesn't make any difference, and another one invites him to the White House. But on the ground, nothing changed. However, for Sisi, now he feels more empowered. He can go and jail and persecute more people because he's not going to be blamed or reprimanded for it by the administration.
Bassem Youssef is the author of Revolution for Dummies, Laughing Through the Arab Spring. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. April is Dallas Arts Month, and the city's arts district is brimming with events that draw thousands, like the Dallas Arts Fair. But two artists are doing their best to ensure Dallasites outside of the city center are engaged. Today in State of the Arts, Art and Seek's weekly look at what's making news in the North Texas art scene, Holly Mawagdi explores a project called Decolonize Dallas.
Dallas's Southwest Center Mall is unconventional. It doesn't have a bunch of anchor stores like Dillard's or Macy's. Those places have closed up shop. Instead, a variety of mom-and-pop stores sell urban streetwear, cell phones, and jewelry. But artists Brent Ozeda, Tara Wagner, and Milan Nguyen say Southwest Center Mall is the perfect place for their pop-up art store, Super Fantasy Mercado.
Let's be real, it's not super fancy or anything like that.
That's Nguyen, and she's right. The mall's not that fancy. But that's okay, because Super Fantasy Mercado is about inserting the work of Dallas artists into places they wouldn't normally be.
Fun to take an audience that is used to a certain environment, feels safe, let's say, in a certain environment, and take them out of the norm.
The pop-up shop has work from more than 40 Dallas-based artists and makers. Work hangs on walls in front of a former department store, and merchandise is displayed atop a jewelry case purchased from the store when it closed. While you're there, you can pick up a zine or even have an artist paint a sign just for you. This isn't the first time that the organizers tried something like this. The first Super Fantasy Mercado opened up at Viking Village Flea Market in Garland. Ozeta says it was a fun and fulfilling experience.
That was kind of the experiment to see if people would actually make their way out to somewhere like this that may not have been a traditional venue for experiencing art or buying art.
The experiment worked, and that's exactly why Daryl Ratcliffe and Carol Zoe, members of the socially conscious art group Michelada Think Tank, wanted Super Fantasy Mercado to be part of their month-long art project called Decolonize Dallas.
So instead of expecting people to come to a central arts district, we're looking at what could be the possibility of having commissioned arts and culture in neighborhoods where people already live and work.
Ratcliffe and Zoe wanted to make art accessible to communities that may not have the means or the transportation to seek it out. Decolonize Dallas is how they aim to do that. The project includes installations in four communities: South Dallas, Vickery Meadow, Pleasant Grove, and West Dallas.
The reason we chose the sites is because they're also the sites of transformation and neighborhood change.
Zoe says neighborhood development isn't always bad. She believes it can help or hurt a community. But developers can't be the only ones in on the conversation.
So we are integrating artists into this conversation in order to think about what equitable, sustainable, and accountable community transformation looks like.
Most of the work in Decolonize Dallas speaks to issues of neighborhood development, says Zoe. For example, Angela Foz makes prints of local migrating animals to explore displacement in West Dallas. Again, Carol Zoe.
For me, it's really exciting to start to have Texas symbols for migration, that maybe it's not always about the butterfly. Sometimes it's also about the toad, the lizard, and other fauna.
Filmmaker Christian Vasquez is using newer technologies for his project.
So Christian is using 360 video that can be viewable through Google Cardboard to look at the Trinity River, which is a hotly contested site in our city.
Vasquez's video offers new ways to see the land proposed for development of the Trinity Parkway. Back in South Dallas, nearly 400 people showed up to Super Fantasy Mercado last weekend. Brent Ozeta and his partners hope the visitors pick up on the installation's commentary on gentrification and consumerism, and they hope artists from the neighborhood will join them in the weeks ahead. Ozeta says they're not trying to create a culture in South Dallas, they're trying to add to it. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
You can see the 360 video of the Trinity and find out about the Decolonize Dallas exhibits this month at artinseek.org. Should be mostly clear skies later this evening with a low around 58. Tomorrow, sunny with the high near 82. And tomorrow night, rather cloudy, a low around 64. It's currently 80 degrees in Dallas, 78 in Fort Worth and Tyler, 77 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.